the Civic Center, 39-29. Here's the scoring from the first half. Leading for the Grizzlies is Trayon Grant Foster with 9 points at the break. 6 points in the first half for Javian Downey with a pair of threes. Kamari Vinson has five, also five for Carlos Paul. 4 points for Kyle Germany, three apiece for Kendon Peebles and Riley Whitaker, and two for Gage Pitts. North Iowa, their leading scorer in the first half was Markeel Newsom, who started out hot, making a pair of threes early. He finished the first half with 8 points. 7 points for Jordan Brown. 6 points for Braden Drea. He came off the bench and shot the ball well. Also, 3 points for Keon Alexander. Two apiece for James Jennings and Marion Robertson. One for Wyatt Helming. In the first half, from the free throw line, the Grizzlies were 7 out of 9, while the Trojans were 5 out of 10. Trojans had 5 turnovers. The Grizzlies had 6. And at the half, Grizzlies on top, 39-29. So what do you think of the first half, Mr. Blue?
It was an exciting first half. The Grizzlies really hustled on defense and put a lot of pressure on the Trojans. And they all look really good. This is my first time seeing Trayon Grant Foster. And if you have a chance, come out and see him, because he's a special one, I think. As far as the Trojans, I expected, just based on stats, to see more from Wyatt Helming. I don't know if he's dealing with a little injury or not, but he has 1 point at half, and he averages about 19. So I'm not saying I want him to do that, but just not what I was expecting.
Trayon Grant Foster, who you alluded to, is a transfer from Indian Hills, but he never played a game there. He transferred down here. He is a freshman, and he has, this would be his fourth college game, and each game he has looked a little better and a little more comfortable, and that was obvious at times here in the first half. But one statistic, and statistics, well, you can make them say whatever you want most of the time, but sometimes they tell a pretty good story. In the first, well, counting tonight's ball game too, in the first 5.5 ball games for the Grizzlies this year, we started off the season, the first game this year, we shot 8 for 10 from the free throw line. And we thought, well, that's a great start. But since then, boy, we have scuffled. We have made 93 free throws out of 150. And being the math whiz that Curtis is, he immediately told me that's 62%. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, I knew it right off the bat. So I was glad to be able to provide you with that information.
It reminded me of that movie, A Beautiful Mind. He computed that in warp speed. Anyway, we're just about ready to start the second half. Grizzlies home tonight. Home again tomorrow night. Bring a toy for the Howell County Toy Drive, and that toy will get you into the ball game, and it'll be a good one tomorrow night. Southern Arkansas University Tech from East Camden, Arkansas, will be the opponent. They've got some people. They won by 12 over Link year tonight. We'll come back with the second half. Up next, Grizzlies up 39-29 on North Iowa. We'll come back in 1 minute on KDY. The second half is rolling. Grizzly basketball inside. Lionel Kamwimba lost it. Turnover number 7 on the Grizzlies. And the Trojans will slow it up and bring it up the floor. At the left point, there's Helming to the left corner. Pataska picks it up, kicks it to the left corner. Newsom nearly lost it. Got it back, though. Picked up by Trayon Grant Foster. Tried to cross over and lost the ball. Keeps the dribble. And he'll kick it to the far side. Helming shoots the three, and it's no good. Rebound comes off to Trayon Grant Foster. 6'6", brings it up the floor. Inside, there's Lionel wide open. You got to shoot that, son. You got to hurry. Goes up strong inside. Scores! I was afraid that Lionel was going to force them to call 3 seconds that time because he was in the lane a long time. 41-29.
I was afraid we were going to have that dodo bird sighting.
Yep, flying right across the roof of the Civic Center here. Here's a shot from the wing for three. No good. Rebound comes off. And the ball is taken back off a fumble, and the missed putback is rebounded again by North Iowa. At the left point, here's a three. Rims off. No good by Newsom. Rebounded by Kyle Germany, who had a blowout and lost the ball a little while ago. Down the court all the way. Here's Downey. No good. Rebound putback. No good. Rebound is taken down by the Grizzlies. They'll keep it. Left side, TGM. Cross-court pass, Downey. Beats his man on the dribble. Lost the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Trojans. And there's eight on the shot clock. With 18:24 to go in the second half, Kendon Peebles will check in for Lionel Kamwimba. Here's the inbound play underneath, and Grant Foster goes up. May have got blocked from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of him. They got it just right underneath the basket, but evidently got pinned from behind by Helmeen. And the ball is tipped out of bounds, but it goes back to the Trojans. Kendon Peebles in the ball game, as mentioned, for Lionel Kamwimba, who goes to the bench with 4 points. Newsom out front, gets it outside, and when the Grizzlies pressure and double team, they push the ball away from the basket, makes it a little more problematic, but here's a three on a pull-up at the right point. Knocked down, no problem by Omarion Roberts. He has five. Kyle Germany lost his balance. Stole it away at midcourt. Back the other way. Left-hand layup is good off the turnover. Timeout called by the Grizzlies. So, 17:45, and what you like to do when you have a 10-point halftime lead is come out and really put it to them early and take away some of the mystery. But unfortunately, we still have some mystery here. 41-34. It's Grizzlies by 7. 17:45 to go in the second half. And we're back in a minute on KDY. We come back with the Grizzlies on offense. Ball slapped out of bounds. Still be Grizzly basketball, and it'll be Javian Downey throwing it in. Lob pass out front. North Iowa employed a zone press last time. Downey beats his guy, dishes off nicely, but the ball is blocked off the shot by Carlos Paul, and a foul be called on the Trojans. Third personal foul on Wyatt Helmeen. Well, he maybe Helmeen's thing was he got a couple early ones. I just had him for one, but evidently he had two fouls earlier.
And that would explain why we didn't see him too much.
Yeah, you're not going to sit your leading scorer for no good reason. First free throw good by Carlos Paul. And for some reason, the buzzer went off.
And while, a late substitution.
Well, he's supposed to wait once the shooter gets the ball, so, and they're going to take Helmeen right back out of the ballgame. 42-34. Carlos Paul interrupted. Will shoot a second. No good. Rebounded by James Jennings for North Iowa. Double team the ball now on the right side. Pataska. Grizzlies have given them some trouble with this pressure and these double teams. In the corner, Pataska dribbles outside in the blue and gold uniforms. Face five move. Here's a runner by Newsom up and good. Markel Newsom has 10 points. 42-36. You don't want teams like this to hang around, and they're hanging around right now. Trayon Grant Foster steps through, gets collared. Ball is loose on the deck, and it's going to be North Iowa basketball, and Trayon's probably wondering, man alive. He got horse collared going across the lane, but nothing came of that. Urji Hunami and Kamari Vincent come in. Trayon Grant Foster and Carlos Paul will go out. And the Grizzlies, full court press this time around. A 2-2-1, or a box press, as they call it. Pataska, front court, right side, on the wing. He'll get the ball there to Omarion Roberts, who will hold it. And the Grizzlies have gone to a zone here, trapping out of this. Right side, in the corner. Newsom has it, now to the low block. Pataska. Picks up the dribble over the bad pass, stole it away, and a foul as Kyle Germany got tripped up in the backcourt. First turnover of the second half against the Trojans. And that foul will be number one on Omarion Roberts for North Iowa. Kendon Peebles in the basketball game now. Kyle took a spill. He'll go out and gather himself. So it's Javian Downey, Kendon Peebles, Gage Pitts, Urji Unami, and Kamari Vincent. Pitts in the front court, out front. Davian Downey, who is really starting to find his shot offensively. We've seen signs of that the last game or so, and we've seen it here tonight. Tip out of bounds on the pass to the corner, 15 on the shot clock. Grizzly ball, they'll play it on the sideline in the corner. And now they're going to move it out above the free throw line. Urji Unami plays it in. Boy, he is just an electric player. He can do a lot of stuff. Urji has it at the point to the right wing, stepping on the shot clock on the baseline. Double team the ball over the top. Gage has a three on the left side off the back iron. It won't go. And the ball is picked up by the Trojans. They come back from right to left. They're only down six. Alexander hooked pass underneath Pataska out on the wing. Over the top. Here's a drive off the back iron. Up and good. We haven't scored in a while. Kenan Peebles out front. In the left corner, Gage Pitts against the zone, over the top pass, tips out of bounds. The only field goal we have here in the second half of the first 5 minutes was Lionel Kamwimba a few minutes ago. Kyle Germany will get back in the ball game for JV and Downey. Inbound play, Gage Pitts on the side, dribbles into the paint, keeps it far side, Kamari Vincent with an up fake. Picks up the dribble, lost it, out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies. We generally have been a much better second half team than the first five games, but we're sluggish. Coming out of the block here tonight, 42-38. Just a two-possession game. On the right baseline, here's a pull-up shot for two. Good, it's a two-point game. James Jennings has six. 14:34 to go. Kyle Germany, front court, high post, bad pass, and it's nearly stolen. Urji gets it back. Oh, had Ken and Peebles wide open underneath, and no one saw him. The Grizzlies reset their offense. 14 on the shot clock. Lob pass over the top left corner. Kendon beats his guy on the dribble. Gets hung up. Pass outside. Bad pass thrown away. The Grizzlies have turned it over five times already in the first 6 minutes of the second half. What's wrong, Curtis?
Just a little speechless right now.
Okay. Up the right side. No, I was actually referring to what's our problem out here.
I'm trying to figure that out as well.
So is that guy, Jared Fay, down on the bench. Here's a pass over the top near Steele. Loose basketball. We'll have a foul call against the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany going for the loose ball as he and Pataska wanted the same thing. Kyle picked up his first foul. And JV and Downey will get back in the ball game for Gage Pitts. Our guards are going to have to initiate more pressure and make it harder for these guys to run their offense. On the right point, Roberts bounce pass high post. Now left point for three, no good. Ball comes off hard under the rim. Jennings shot up, no good, but the Trojan bench wanting to know why. That was not a foul. Jeremy Winters campaigning over there for the next one. Lionel Kamwimba will come back in. And Kendon Peebles will go out of the game. We have not really tried to pound the ball inside much at all. Here's the inbound catch and shoot, and no good. Ball will be fought for and picked up by Davian Downey. He'll go coast to coast all the way, and he laid it up and he missed it. Happens a lot. JV and Downey couldn't decide to dunk it or lay it in, and here's a three at the other end. It's good by Marion Roberts. And JV is still down on the court, and Kerry Allrod will come and check on him. So we'll get a timeout on the floor, 13:22 to go, and this game has flipped here in the second half. The Trojans have outscored the Grizzlies 14-3, and we'll come back in 30 seconds on KDY. 43-42. North Iowa, as I said before the break, has outscored the Grizzlies 14-3 here in the second half, and we just can't stop throwing the ball away.
We sure can't, and we haven't found a rhythm either, and it's what's leading to this rough stretch right now.
We haven't got the ball to the basket. We haven't got the ball inside. Lionel Kamwimba is back at the game with Carlos Paul. Man alive, we got the ball inside early in the first half, and we're able to really get some stuff done. But as we come out of the timeout, Gates pitch, Riley Whitaker, Carlos Paul, Kyle Germany, and Lionel Kamwimba will be the five out there. Grizzlies will have to go length of the court, and the Trojans will go back to their diamond and one press, the 1-2-1-1 press. Riley Whitaker up the right side, kicks it across. Kyle Germany, front court, picks up the dribble in a terrible place, but gets it up to Gates Pitch. Dribbles in, penetrates in, kicks it outside. Kyle has it, stolen. And an intentional foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies after the turnover. It had been a layup at the other end, and Kyle just grabbed the player. So it'll be two shots and the basketball. Marion Roberts will be at the free throw line. First free throw try, good. 44-42. North Iowa. Next free throw is good. Marion Roberts had a grand total of 2 points in the first half. Here in the second half, he's got 10. So the Grizzlies go back to their 1-2-2 zone. And it'll be Trojan basketball at midcourt.
And TGF is back in the game for the Grizzlies.
He is out there at the front of the zone. Right point, high post, Patasco, lead pass across, stolen by TGF, and he'll bring it back the other direction. Second turnover of the half. Now pass inside to the corner. Riley Whitaker's got a three, and it's off the back iron. Ball is tipped high in the air, and it's retrieved, rebounded by Keon Alexander. Right point. Here's Roberts with a three. No good. Rebound to Carlos Paul. We need to snap out of it. It's just a three-point game, but we're not trending well right now. Riley Whitaker on the left sideline. Picks up the dribble, gets it to Gage Pitts. Drives to the baseline, nearly lost it. Dribbles it back outside. 15 on the shot clock. 12:20 to go. Down by three. 45-42, North Iowa. At the point. Pass, there he is in the block. Carlos up. Forces it off the glass. No good, but he got fouled on the play. Lionel saw him open inside. He passed the ball to him from the point. So that'll be foul number two on Carter Patasca. We could get, I think, all their big guys in foul trouble if we would just throw the ball inside and take it to the basket. We shall see. Let's see if Carlos can break this drought. No good on the free throw. Curtis, I don't know how long it's been since we scored. It's been at least 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. A little concerning as well.
Let's see if number two can make number two. Here he is. Back to a two-point game, 45-43. Roberts in the front court. Outside it goes to Newsom to the left point. Free throw line in the left corner. Now at the left point, three is up. No good. Look at Trayvon Foster get off the air on the rebound, and he is fouled off the rebound by the Trojans. Was that just me, or was he, like, way up in the air there?
No, he was ahead above everyone else.
That'll be the second foul on Marion Roberts, and now I'm rooting for him to get in foul trouble because he has been a pain here in the second half. He's got two down the front court. Gage Pitts dribbles in to the left baseline. A wraparound pass to Riley Whitaker. Dribbles in. Unencumbered cross-court pass is tipped out of bounds. Tell you what, when you get within 15 feet of the basket and there's no one on you, you got to shoot the basketball. Riley will be encouraged to shoot it next time. Here's the inbound play. Germany with 12 on the shot clock. In the right corner, down low. Here's Carlos posting up. Pump fake, up and around. Right-hand shot, no good. Rebound, a spot for it's on the deck. Tie up, Grizzly basketball. Carlos Kamwimba hustling, getting down there after it. Tied up the ball. Seems like when we need a basket, we find a way to get the ball to Carlos inside. He missed that last one, but he's going to get more chances. Got a wet spot on the floor where the wrestling match ensued for the loose basketball. It's 45-43, 11:24 to go in the second half. The Grizzlies have made one field goal in the first 8 minutes and 36 seconds. Here's the inbound play. Over the top to the right corner. Carlos Paul pinned underneath, and Kamwimba goes up. Got the shot blocked, and back the other way. Two-on-two break. Dish across. Wraparound shot by Roberts. No good. Germany gets the rebound, throws it out toward midcourt, and it's picked off. And the Trojans will post inside with Pataska. Back out to the free throw line. To the corner. Pataska with an up fake, guarded there by Carlos Paul. I think we've gone back to a man-to-man. Ball tipped away out front, picked back up. Now pass goes on. Oh, that was over the back. As Newsom went to get the loose pass, and his left foot landed on the timeline. Grizzly ball at midcourt. Trayon Grant Foster will throw it in. Kyle Germany, Carlos Paul, Riley Whitaker, and Kendon Peebles are the five right now. .10:44 to go, two-point ball game. Pass to the low block. There's Carlos. Turns in the middle, double team right hand. Baby hook is good, and a foul on the play, and we're tied at 45.
I think we found the play that we need to keep running.
We found the guy to throw it to, that's for sure. Carlos now with 4.5, 9 for the game, and we're tied at 45. And here's the thing right now with this group that we've got out there, at least four kids, you could say, have the ability, three of the kids out there have the ability to go get their own shot. Here's the free throw, and it's good. So when you absolutely positively have to have a basket, you do have some candidates, but no one's really stepping up. Urji Hunami will come in for Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Grizzlies regain the lead, 46-45. Back to the zone, over on the right side now. Newsom at the left point, gets the ball to Jordan Brown. Right side now on the baseline. Here's a hanging runner up and good. Nice shot by Markel Newsom. He has 12 points. It's a 47-46 ball game. We're on the seesaw now with a one-point advantage for the Trojans. Grizzlies as they go against this zone. Bounce pass left corner. Three ball by Kendon is no good. And the rebound will be controlled by the Trojans, Jordan Brown. 47-46, we're down to 9:50 to go. All North Iowa wants to do is get this thing down to a couple of minutes to go and have it be something like this. Just a gap of just a few points. Right now, they're on top. On the baseline, Kendon Peebles does a good job cutting the ball handler Roberts off, and he lost it out of bounds, so the turnover. And we'll get immediate timeout. 9:33 to go in the second half. The Grizzlies down by one, 47-46. Back in a minute on KDY. Back with Curtis Blue, I'm Harlan Hutchison. 9:33 to go, second half, 47-46, the Grizzlies trail by one and have the basketball in the backcourt. Curtis, we've got to figure out a way to get this offense percolating. And you mentioned something a little bit earlier, find us some sort of offensive rhythm. That's very true. Now North Iowa spreads their defense. Here's a three in the corner. No good. Rebound by Carlos Paulo for the Grizzlies. Kendon gets it back. Baseline. Trayon with an up fake. Drives in. Goes up. Lost it. Foul. He'll shoot two with 9:14 to go. And we really haven't made much from the perimeter tonight. We've made four threes all in the first half. And when you're having problems scoring, you need to get the ball to the basket. You can score or get to the free throw line and score that way. Trae on Grant Foster free throw is around and good. That'll be the second foul, or that's the first foul on Markel Newsom.
Sixth team foul for the Trojans.
10 points now for TGF, and his next one is off the mark. No good. And the game is tied at 47. Up the right side, Roberts has it as the Grizzlies get back on defense. Over the top, curling down the lane all the way. Right-hand scoop layup is up and good, and that was bad defense. Jordan Brown now has 9. He was driving the Maserati around the test cones out in that big parking lot. He just weaved around people and shot a layup. Kenan Peoples on the baseline goes up. Shoots it high off the board and good from the left baseline. Tie game at 49. Newsom on the left sideline. Here's Brown dribbling to the right side of the floor. They'll get it to Amarian Roberts. Left side, they match up out of the zone. Top of the circle, left side. Newsom pulls up and shoots from the point way off the mark. Trayon Grant Foster with the ball. He comes up the right side. Let's see if we can get the lead back here. 49 all, pass inside to Carlos Paul. Bounces once, goes up, and he missed it, but he got fouled on the play.
I thought we were going to have a three-point play there.
He had all kinds of people around him, but got one dribble on the floor that allowed him to get a little freer, and that foul will be the second foul of the ball game on Keon Alexander. For the North Iowa Area Community College Trojans. Free throw shooter here is Carlos Paul. First try, good. Carlos is a hot and cold free throw shooter. There's no two ways around it. He'll be shooting his 9th attempt here. So far tonight, he's 5 out of 8. Riley Whitaker will come in the ball game for Urji Hanami. 50-49. The Grizzlies took the lead with that free throw. And the next one is no good. Up the right side, Alexander. Hook pass on the left wing. Down the lane. A push off. Roberts fadeaway 13-footer. No good. And the rebound is bobbled. And that 50-50 ball picked up again by North Iowa. Ten on the shot clock. Down the key all the way. They'll kick it to the corner. Wide open three is off the back iron. Rebounded by Kyle Germany. So now let's add on this. Now on the left wing, Riley with a three around and out. Ball pulled down. Keon Alexander up the middle of the floor. They'll circle out and reset. 7:15. I'm really uneasy about the way this whole thing is going. 50-49, 1-point Grizzly lead with 7:08 to go. Over on the right side, here's a catch and shoot for a three, and that ball hit the top of the backboard. Probably should have been a dead ball. Grizzlies get it. Paul gets it to Kendon, and Kendon gets it upside the head. And he is fouled on the play. So, one upside here. North Iowa is way over the limit. Grizzlies only have 2 team fouls. Sort of, as what Coach Brian Osterman used to say, sort of the advantage of playing at home. As he would say, as it should be. It'll be a 1-1. Adam Hackett with 2 fouls now, and the shooter will be Kendon Peebles. This is a tight game. You win and you lose at the free throw line in tight basketball games. Kendon at the line, he's 3 out of 4 and has 5 points tonight. 1-1. Free throw is no good. And the rebound comes off to Keon Alexander. Roberts up high. 50-49 Grizzlies. Down the key, near walk, wraparound pass inside. Robert shoots, no good. Lionel Kimwimba gets the rebound. Nice having him inside to go up and get that thing. On the baseline, Kenan Peebles at the other end. Kyle Germany works his way around to the left wing. Kendon has it in the lane all the way in, goes up, lost it, and the ball hits the backboard support. He was looking for a whistle, and he got no satisfaction there. 6:19 to go. Up by one.
Very unusual sequence of events there.
And a timeout called by North Iowa. 6:13 to play. Grizzlies are holding on for dear life here. 50-49. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. We come back here at the Civic Center. The Grizzlies lead at 50-49. North Iowa has the basketball at midcourt. And Curtis, I would say that we have a huge advantage because they're over the limit. And so we shoot bonus free throws here in the second half. We only have two team fouls, but when you're 5 out of 10 from the line, you're not really taking full advantage of that.
That we are not, and that may hurt us in the end.
That's where you win games and lose games, when they're tight, and this one is tight. One-point contest. Braden Gray is back in the ball game for North Iowa, and he lit it up a little bit in the first half. And a whistle, and we'll have an offensive foul away from the basketball against North Iowa. That's going to be on Keon Alexander. And that'll turn the ball over. Carlos Paul back in the ball game here. We have our best front line probably right now with Lionel, TGF, and Carlos Paul. Front court. He weaves through TGF. Now the right corner. Three ball. Good! Attaboy. Carlos Paul with a big, big shot to stretch it out to 4 points. 5:33 to go. We need a stop. We need a stop badly here. Alexander hook pass inside. Good play, Riley Alexander. Cut it across to help and knock the ball out of bounds at the defensive end.
Carlos will be able to stretch defenses if he can knock down that three and be in the post.
He can make that three, but last year he had to play inside just because of the way the roster was set. Here's a shot in the corner, a three, and on the inbound, and that's good. Braden Drea has made three shots. He has 9 points, and it's back to a two-point game.
I believe they counted that as a two, Harlan.
Oh, they did. Okay. And now in the backcourt, Germany, whistle, 10-second call. The Grizzlies couldn't get the ball over the timeline. Ball got slapped down and fought for, and finally a turnover. Grizzlies now have 8 turnovers in the second half and 14 for the game to only 10 for the Trojans.
And it has been a tale of two halves so far.
And now a 2 to tie. And I'll go back. And here's an offensive foul. Another one, I think, away from the basketball.
I think that might have been a moving screen that time.
Malachi Johnson. It's called for his first foul. Thank you for pointing that out about that last shot. That was a 2 instead of a 3. So it's a 53-51 game. Front court, Urji Hanami. Cross court pass, TGF. Curls to the left, top of the circle. Left wing to the corner, wide open. Urji Hanami, good! Big shot right there, 56-51. Left point, Roberts with a three. That hit nothing but backboard, and the ball pulled away by Trayon Grant Foster. DGF front court, screen left, keeps the dribble, drives in all the way, left hand layup, around and good. That's called getting your shot and getting a bucket when you need one, 58-51. Timeout. Trojans, and the Grizzlies hit him with a little run here over the last minute and a half and stretch it out to a 7-point game. Back in a minute, 58-51 Grizzlies. Back in a minute on KDY. Grizzlies 58, Trojans 51, 4:12 to go in the ball game, and the Trojans have done this, Curtis, with their leading score on the bench most of the game.
They did just put him back in with those four fouls, though. So we'll see if we can get him out of the game with another foul.
No more waiting for that because the Grizzlies have pulled away a little bit. 7-point ball game. Out high, there is Helmy. He'll back to the free throw line. Out to Antonio Roberts. And he'll fall back and shoot a 13-footer, and that's good. Omarion Roberts with a bucket. He's got 12 and a half, 14 for the game. Trey on Grant Foster. Hook pass up the floor. Paul gets it back to DGF. 20 on the shot clock, 3:40 to play, 58-53 in the corner. Urgy's got another three, and it's around and out. Rebound is pulled down, picked up, though, by Urge. He goes up inside, got it blocked. Is that going to be a foul? Yes.
I was going to wonder how it couldn't be.
That is going to be number four on Keon Alexander.
So that is both 6'7 forwards for Iowa in foul trouble.
Urgy Hanami will go to the line up by five. Shooting two. First try, no good. The Grizzlies struggling from the line here in the second half. Seven out of nine in the first half. Here's the second free throw for Urge, and it's good. Urgy Hanami is just one of the most pleasant kids you've ever been around in your life. Always smiling. All right, 59-53 with 3:20 to play. We need some defense here. Pass to Helming at the high point. Now at the left point, Drea will dribble across. Back out to Helming, left corner. Split the defense. Brown will drive in, and he got fouled on the drive, and that's only the third team foul on the Grizzlies. It looked like the official said number two, and it was. And that's on Carlos Paul. Inbound play, Helming, baseline, fadeaway jumper, good. That looked pretty good. Wyatt Helming with his first field goal of the night, averaging 19 a game. He has three, 59-55. Carlos Paul has it, front court on the pass from TGF. Carlos, baseline, looks in, now gets it back outside. 2:50 to go. Urgy on the wing, double dribble and got away with it. Gets it over to Germany. Urgy, pass inside, bad pass, loose on the deck. Picked up by the Grizzlies and timeout's going to be called. Great play by Lionel Kamwemba to get down on the deck. And Lionel saved the possession right there for the Grizzlies.
Yes, he did.
So we get a timeout. 2:39 to go in the ball game. Still very close. 59-55, Grizzlies lead the Trojans. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Inbound play from underneath Grizzly basketball. Kyle Germany shoots a three at the right point. It's short, no good, and the shot clock went, but Carlos Paul gets a rebound. Carlos dribbles across. Bounce pass free throw line. Here's TGF, leans in, shoots, no good. Rebound, Lionel goes up, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Tell you what, Lionel Kamwemba is laying it out there here in the second half.
He's not giving up, and he's hustling.
That'll be the fifth foul on Keon Alexander, so he'll leave the ball game. And that's important from simply the standpoint of he is 6'7 and really likes to mix it up in there. And he is saying, man, I don't have three fouls or four fouls, but he does. Now, he doesn't. He has five now. That's his fifth. He finishes the night with 3 points. In the ball game for him is Adam Hackett. Hackett, a 6'6 freshman from McCordsville, Indiana. Lionel Kamwemba free throw. Rims off. No good. Like to have at least one here. It's a two-possession game right now with 2:22 to go. Lionel's worked awfully hard on his free throw shooting. I do know that. Here's the next try, and it's up and good. 60-55. Braden Drea to the left side now. Jordan Brown, top of the circle, dribbles down the paint, spins to the middle left end, layup off the glass. Good. That was a terrific move by Jordan Brown as he got around Carlos Paul. 60-57, 2 minutes to go in the front court. Hanami got trapped, tried to bounce it off a leg and threw it away. 1:50 left. Roberts penetrates, kicks it over, out of bounds. Ball fumbled away, had two players in the same spot. And that usually results in disaster. So 1:44 to go. Jared Fay will call his team to the sideline, a timeout, and we're back in a minute on KDY. 14 free throws in the second half for the Grizzlies as we come back from the timeout. We're 7 out of 14 from the line, and that ain't going to hack it in tight ball games, so that makes it 14 out of 23 tonight. Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. Kyle Germany comes up against the press. Gets it over the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Bad pass. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Trojans. We have made some very poor decisions passing the basketball tonight.
Yeah, and a lot of them are usually on fast breaks, but that one wasn't.
Inbound play. TGF in the paint. Hangs and shoots, and he missed it. The rebound taken down by Helming, and here come the Trojans. Down by three. 1:22 to go. Pass in the lane. Here's a drive ball blocked away by Lionel Kumwimba. And that's what he can do at the defensive end. Kyle Germany back the other way. No reason to be in a big rush here. 1:17 left. Lionel has it. Gets it across now. Urji Hanami. Bounce pass top of the circle. Back over to Urge in the corner. Carlos Paul passed up a shot with 12 on the shot clock. Pass out front. Why wasn't that a foul? Kyle Germany caught the ball and got bumped. Bounce pass in. Down the paint. Pass outside, ball tipped out of bounds, last touched by the Trojans. It'll be Grizzly ball with two on the shot clock and 55 seconds to go. Kendon Peebles will check in for the Grizzlies. So whoever catches it is going to have to shoot it. Lionel comes out for Kendon. Here we go on the inbound play. Bounce pass out front, TGF will pull up and launch a long one at the horn. Hits the front iron, no good. And now with 50 seconds, here come the Trojans, down by three. You got to guard the three-point line, and a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Jeremy Winters and North Iowa. We'll come back in a minute here on Hot Country KDY. 14 out of 23 from the line. What's that percentage, you say?
61. Just under, actually.
7 out of 9 in the first half, not the second half. Here we go, 60-57 Grizzlies, and it's Trojan basketball. You got to guard that guy in the corner, Drea. He can make the three. Pass inside, ball knocked away by Lionel Kumwimba. An immediate foul is called, and luckily it's Gage Pitts who had the ball in his hand, and so he'll go to the line and shoot two shots. That may have won the game for us right there. Lionel Kumwimba on the deflection and the steal. At the end of the game, we name our Don's Service Center, Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. Gage Pitts misses a free throw. Now, if Gage is missing free throws, there must be something going around. But Lionel Kumwimba, if we can hold on and win, has a great chance of being our Player of the Game just for his effort in the second half. Next try, no good. Gage missed a pair. Wow. 40 seconds to play. Down the paint. Here's a drive and a shot. No good, but a foul will be called.
Surprised that wasn't a travel.
Let's see if it's going to be on the shot or before the shot. It's going to be out of bounds. No shot on that. And Urji Hanami is called for his first foul. Well, the biggest thing right now, 38 seconds to go, they don't have to go for a three. They don't want to. They'll take what they can get, but you got to guard that three-point line, and there's Drea with it back out front. Newsom in the left corner. They'll bounce, get hung up, and the ball is thrown away right to Kyle Germany, and a foul in the backcourt. Sometimes you think, what were they thinking? And there's a case, Curtis, where Adam Hackett, he had a shot, but decided to throw it to nobody.
Had a little hesitation, and then he had to do something with the ball. So
here comes Kyle Germany. Came into the game, the Grizzlies' leading scorer, 13 points a ball game. He toes the line, bounces, shoots, and scores. That makes it a two-possession game.
And the foul that put Germany at the line was Helming, so that was his fifth, so he's out of the game. The Trojans' leading scorer.
He won't want to ever come back here. Here's the next free throw, good. Kyle Germany's only 2 points in the second half. He has six. And a foul is going to be called out in the open floor, out near the timeline, with 27 seconds to go. That'll be the second foul on Urji Hanami. And still, just a 15 foul. Grizzlies have one foul to give. Here's a shot for three at the point. Good! Markel Newsom. And we just backed off and let him shoot the basketball there.
We did. He's had to step up with helming out, and he has so far.
So somebody didn't get the memo there. 62-60 with 22.9 left on the second half clock here at the Civic Center. We'll remind you that tomorrow night and each game through the 28th of November, the Grizzlies are supporting the Howell County Christmas Toy Drive. And you can support that toy drive by coming to a Grizzly game, bringing a brand new toy, dropping it in the box, and that's all it takes to get into the ball game. So a new toy will get you into a Grizzly game from tonight all the way through the 28th of November. And that'll be the case tomorrow night when the Grizzlies play at 7 against the Southern Arkansas University Rockets from East Camden, Arkansas. All right, after the timeout, you've got to have free throw shooters in the game now. Carlos Paul, Kyle Germany, Gage Pitch, Riley Whitaker, and Trayon Grant Foster. 23 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. We don't even have to shoot the ball, but it won't get that far before the Trojans foul unless they steal the ball. Inbound play. Kyle Germany, backcourt. Trayon up the left side. Gage Pitch, and that is going to be a foul on Strea. And the way he fouled, I know he's fouling, but that didn't even look good. I mean, that was, they take two hands and grab his arm. That's intentional, but not by rule definition necessarily. Third foul on Braden Drea. H pitch, free throw, the first, and no good.
The front of the rim. The good thing before that foul, though, is that we had about 6 seconds run off the clock.
17 seconds to go. Gage Pitts, who is an excellent free throw shooter, has missed 3 out of 3. And right now that bucket is probably looking a little bit like a thimble. Here's the next one. Good. Still a one possession game, though. 17 seconds left. And the Grizzlies will take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on KDY. 17 seconds to go. Grizzlies by 3. Here come the Trojans up the right side of the floor. A 3 would tie it. Out on the perimeter, to the point. Newsom guarded by Pitch. He'll move in and shoot the ball. No good, but a foul on the play with 7 seconds to go. Is that before the shot? Yes. It'll be before the shot. So that is the 16th foul. Gage Pitch with his second. Kenan Peebles comes in the game for defense. 63-60 Grizzlies, but the Trojans have one last crack. 7 seconds to go. Bounce pass to the corner. Catch and shoot. Partially blocked by Gage Pitch. Ball loose on the deck. Picked up. Loose on the floor. Picked up by TGF, and that's the ball game.
If they didn't let the clock run out, they could have called a foul because I don't know who it was for Iowa, but they were grabbing Kendon trying to grab the ball.
This one's over. The Grizzlies win it 63-60 over the Trojans from North Iowa Area Community College. And I'm going to go ahead and name our player of the game for tonight. The Don's Auto Service player of the game is Lionel Kamwimba, who had 5 points tonight but worked his backside off in the second half, making good hustle plays, rebounding, blocked a shot. And if it weren't for his effort, I don't think we might have won the ball game.
He was very instrumental, and it would be very tough to say that we would have won without him.
So we'll be joined by Jared Fay here in just a moment. Jared's forgot where I sit. We'll come back in 30 seconds on KDY. Final score in the ball game again, 63-60. The Grizzlies win. Jared Fay joins me over here to my right.
good to be home, but not good to play like this.
No. The only thing worse than an ugly win is an ugly loss. So the guys did find a way there. We weren't smooth, and you got to give a lot of credit to North Iowa. You know, they kind of junked it up defensively and kind of got to us. We had some early turnovers that we were really kind of harping home about not turning the ball over, but I think we got a little bit too tentative in the process. So a lot of things for us to learn from this game. But the bottom line is we did find a way to win.
The second half, when the second half started, you had a 10-point lead, and that's the point in the game where you've got this team down 10, and you want to hit the gas here, put pressure on them, stretch that lead out. Just the opposite happened. They outscored us 14-3, and it was a ball game the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they got some good guards who are tough and can just go get them a bucket. We were struggling to guard them. Didn't necessarily know, man zone. Seemed like they were still getting in the middle on us, so. We got a lot of things to learn from this, and we definitely need to play a lot better going forward.
We went through some stretches tonight, which were kind of reminiscent of last year, some dry spells, and we were just trying to, sort of to make the point, Gage Pitts missed 3 free throws in a row tonight.
We missed free throws. We turned the ball over. We had some defensive breakdowns. There's nothing that feels good about this game, to be honest. But again, I think you got to give credit to North Iowa. Very well coached team, and they did a lot of things there that kind of messed with us, and they got buckets when they needed to, and they stayed in the game and kept battling.
Our Don's Auto Service player of the game, I chose Lionel Kamwimba for what he did in the second half. He finished the game with 5 points, but boy, did he ever do a bunch of other stuff in the second half to help win the game.
He did. He had a nice block and got some big time rebounds. And he's just going to keep getting better and better. You know, he's a freshman out there as well, and we expect for him to have a good year and just keep improving.
And tomorrow night, Southern Arkansas University Tech, they've got some dudes. They've got some bodies.
They're very good. Yes, very good. We saw them earlier. They got guys who can really score it. They're very athletic. They play very hard. Definitely a big challenge there. You know, we don't have Lucas Prawla, and maybe it looks like we won't have Javian Downey, so we just kind of have to have some other guys step up tomorrow, but it'll definitely be a challenge.
I've had people ask me about Lucas. That's kind of a in-the-air deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're optimistic that he's going to get back, but it's just something that when we don't know exactly what it is right now, but we're pretty optimistic that we'll get him back at some point. We just, probably won't have him anytime soon.
Grizzlies undefeated at home, 2-0. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Arlen.
Appreciate it. Jared Kay, head coach of the Grizzlies here on our Grizzly postgame again, the Don's Auto Service player of the game, Lionel Kamwimba. Tonight, the Grizzly scoring went like this. Carlos Paul led the scoring with 14 points. Trayon Grant Foster had 12. 6 points for Kyle Germany. 6 points for Javian Downey, who left with an injury. 5 apiece for Kendon Peebles and Urji Hanami. 4 points. Well, Urji had 4. Kendon had 5. And Lionel Kamwimba had 5. 5 points also for Kamari Vincent. And 3 apiece for Gage Pitts and Riley Whitaker. Leading scorer for the Trojans with 15 was Markel Newsom. The Grizzlies turned the ball over a lot tonight, 15 turnovers to 13 for North Iowa, so that was kind of a wash. But one particular area from the free throw line, the Grizzlies are going to have to simply do better, because tonight from the line, first half 7 out of 9, second half 10 out of 20. So 17 out of 29 from the free throw line tonight, and North Iowa was 7 out of 12 from the line. So that'll wrap it up from here. The Grizzlies now above 500 at 4-3. They'll play the 5-1 Rockets from Southern Arkansas University Tech from East Camden, Arkansas tomorrow night, 7 o'clock start time, the live stream. All that will be, again, same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks to Curtis Ballou and also to Drew Joyce in the studio. Nate Hudson, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Again, your final 63-60 Grizzlies with the win tonight. Good night from the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center.